Bernie Pinsonat, my guess is that whether it's health care or anything else, Senators Cassidy and Kennedy will think long and hard before voting against the president of their party.
I would say that that's going to be probably true on most bills. There are some, you know, Louisiana senators can be somewhat independent. I see Cassidy out there talking about health care, and he's not interested in, at this point in time, what the president wants. It's their show. The United States Senate is trying to please the president, but they're also they also have to run for re-election, and there are enough of them in other states other than Louisiana where they're pretty independent. Cassidy, being a physician, is pretty outspoken out there, and he's getting a lot of media attention, and he's discussing health care from the standpoint of a physician. And as far as paying attention to where Trump is, he's really not doing that at this point in time. Now, the question will be, where would these two guys come down if the president wants his bill passed, and it's something that Cassidy doesn't like, being a physician, or for whatever reason, will he go against the president? You know, that'll be an interesting push as it develops, as we get close to the finish line. As far as the congressmen, since we don't have any women, most of them probably will. But again, congressmen still tend to be independent, and they're looking at basically how they vote versus, you have, Louisiana has physicians all over the place in Congress, mm-hmm. and we have others who aren't. So, they tend to want to follow the president, but it's not going to kill them if they don't on every issue, but they will probably weave them just because of the politics.
Well, I would be amazed if Senator Cassidy, despite the fact that he's talking as though he might vote otherwise, when all is said and done, he's not going to vote against President Trump unless something really unusual happens. But the president is embattled right now. He's under investigation by a special counsel. There's the news yesterday that his son colluded with a Russian emissary, along with his campaign chairman and his son-in-law, who's now a big part of his administration. They were all in the same meeting. At what point does a Republican in Louisiana stand up and say, this is unacceptable?
I think Louisiana is more on the other side of the street versus the national media. This is all being driven by national media, and I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent on how to, you use the term, she was a Russian official. She vehemently denies that as far as being part of the Russian government.
The email that was sent to Donald Trump Jr. from Rob Goldstone when he accepted this meeting reads, the Crown Prosecutor of Russia met with his sister Aris this morning, and in their meeting offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father. This is obviously very high-level and sensitive information that is part of Russia and its government support of Mr. Trump. That's the email. Now, if that's not indicating that the Russian government was behind Mr. Trump and told Donald Trump Jr., then I don't know what would be more definitive as far as a so-called smoking gun, Bernie.
Did she show up with anything?
Well, she showed up, and we don't know what was said in the meeting, and Mr. Trump has changed his story now several times. He said that he didn't even tell Manafort and Kushner about the meeting, and yet he sent them the email, and it said personal and confidential on the email to them. So he has changed his story. I don't know how much credibility he has, Bernie.
Well, look, all I'm saying is that this is being pushed by the New York Times, Washington Post, and until something...
The emails are the emails.
Well, I'm talking about Louisiana politics. I'm not talking about whether they're right or wrong.
But
I'm saying here in Louisiana...
This is a story that is not fake news. In fact, the emails were released by Mr. Trump himself because the New York Times was going to release them in a few hours if he had not done so. So it's not fake news. It's a true story. Now, how do you get around the fact that the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians?
Well, I don't know the legal process. I don't know where... what the special prosecutor is doing. I don't have any idea all I know is that we've been talking about it for 6 months, and there is a special prosecutor, and where this goes, I have no idea. But if you talk to the average person in Louisiana, they're with Trump because they think that this is, most of this stuff is being pushed by a media that dislikes Trump. And I don't need a poll to tell me that. You can walk around, until somebody has a smoking gun and does something to Trump, there's most people in Louisiana aren't that worried about it. They're just not.
Last year was the vote that he received, as I said, more votes than any candidate in the history of any election in Louisiana. Were they votes because people liked him, or they didn't like his opponent, or a combination?
Well, it's a combination. Trump is not going to, I'm sitting here saying how Louisiana feels about him, but at the same time, I'll correct you on something you said early on. He's not overly popular in Louisiana. He is, I think people probably get irritated with his tweets. People don't like this, they don't like that about him. People are much more critical of any politician now for any reason. And Trump's not sitting there as a bright, shining Republican star who's sitting there at 75%. He's sitting at about 54-55%. What Trump does have going for him is the National Democrats run the country, and there are no real challenges to him that basically Louisiana would be willing to vote for and accept. We don't have a Bill Clinton out there who's a Southern Democrat who's pro-energy and somewhat had a limited profile of what government should be. It shouldn't be all-encompassing. So the challenge to the Democrats, they've really given up on the South. There's not that much left in the South. So Trump is benefiting from that in Louisiana, because Louisiana doesn't, as a whole, there's nobody out there that they're willing to replace him with.
877-217-5757 is your number. Locally, 297-5633 in Baton Rouge. Email is talk@talklouisiana.org, and Bernie Pinsonat is our guest. Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Bernie Pinsonat.
Yeah, Mr. Pinsonat, you say that most people in Louisiana are still supporting Trump. Could it be that they were part of this effort after the 4th of July on NPR, where they were reading the Declaration of Independence, and the Trump supporters started calling and complaining because they thought that the declaration was about Trump and not about King George III.
That did happen, by the way, but I'm assuming it was a small number of people, but big enough to make a news story and an interesting one at that. But people in Louisiana and in other places, they vote for any number of reasons. Why do you think Trump won the election last year, Bernie?
Well, his rhetoric was something that sells in Louisiana. We elected at the same time he was elected. We had a new United States Senator elected, and his name's John Kennedy. What did he run on? Cut spending and lower taxes. He was a state treasurer. He rose to prominence. And by the way, all the polls I did the year before that showed why he was going to win. A popular governor at the time.
But that said, he ran for the U.S. Senate in 2008 on the same message, and he was defeated handily by Mary Landrieu, a liberal.
But Louisiana is 10 or 15 degrees up the Celsius scale as far as being Republican.
In eight years, you're saying from 8 to 16, that the state changed that dramatically.
Well, it changed because there's no choice. We don't have blue dog Democrats. You don't have a Bennett Johnston who was pro-energy and pro-NRA.
What about our governor? He's pro-energy and pro-NRA.
Well,
he's a Democrat.
Well, but he was elected because the Republicans destroyed each other. I mean, we had the lowest turnout we've had in, forever? Nobody even voted in that election. You had 250-something thousand people didn't vote versus Kathleen. And
all right.
So, I mean, he's governor.
Hold on. We're back in a few minutes on WRKF. Celeste in Lafayette.
Hi.
Hi, Celeste.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Pinsonat, I'm assuming that you run in Republican circles as much as anything else, given their predominance in our state. I'm not a Republican, and I've been following this Russia stuff with reservation, just assuming that Robert Mueller and his team are professionals and that they're going to find, they're going to make a case or they're not going to make a case. My question is, actually, it's a request. Please, sir, when are you and people on the right going to level with us and stop dancing around what's happening in the White House? I mean, in the Louisiana law, as far as I know, if you're charged with attempted murder, you know, the law only gives you so much credence in the form of a slightly lower sentence because you're a bad shot and you miss the guy's head. You just hit his shoulder. You know, I don't understand what more would be needed besides these emails. It doesn't matter if the woman had information. The point is he tried to do it. What is it going to take when you're going to stop saying it's the media? I'll take my answer off.
Thank you, Celeste.
Well, what I'm saying is in Louisiana, if I'm looking at polling data, and it's not about me, I just said the Washington Post and New York Times aren't exactly something that people in Louisiana care about. Has anybody been indicted? Whatever's going on in Washington, look, at this point in time, there's no choice other than Donald Trump. The Democrats don't have any playbook for the South. None. Zilch. Zero. I work here. Look at the number of white Democrats we got left in the legislature. And by the way, it'll be even less the next time they come back in session. So Louisiana is a very red state. You're in one of the, second or third most Republican states in the country. So,
but by registration, Louisiana still has more Democrats than Republicans.
Yeah, but they don't vote that way. They vote overwhelmingly Republican.
Statewide.
Statewide. And they, if any poll you take, I call it the temperature. The temperature in Louisiana is extremely Republican.
All right. Robert in St. Francisville, you're on with Bernie Pinsonet. Welcome to Talk Louisiana, Robert.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Fine.
Thing that concerns me, and granted, you're a Louisiana pollster, but this is not a Louisiana-centric issue. I just wanted to stand up for the media a bit, and by the way, I'm as red a Republican as anybody in the building. The media are valuable. As you said, this was driven by the media, all of this business. This was also the case during Watergate, driven by the media, and yet it was significant. How can this not be as significant? Thanks, gentlemen.
All right. Bernie?
Well, look, I'm a pollster. I don't know. I pay attention to it, but I don't. As far as what I'm telling you is from a pollster standpoint, which is what I'm speaking, and Trump is going to be popular in Louisiana until there's an alternative. If Trump or any member of his family were formally indicted or grand jury or whatever else, that's, we're not there yet. How will Louisiana react to that? I don't know. But at the present time, it's like show me. Louisiana's mm-hmm. not going to give up on Trump versus the choice of the National Democrats, which they primarily can't stand here in the state.
Well, there is a possibility that if there are indictments, Donald Trump will pardon people. And we've seen it before. George Bush I pardoned Caspar Weinberger. President Trump could pardon his son-in-law, anybody he wants to. So, and he could fire the special counsel. So we'll see. But Donald Trump has already fired James Comey, and in his own admission, he did so because of the Russia investigation. That's what he told Lester Holt. Now, here's something in the New York Times, the president's favorite newspaper, and I'm saying this facetiously, but today, in a column by Frank Bruni, he says, flashback to July 24 of last summer, Donald Trump Jr. on CNN, being interviewed by Jake Tapper, asked about collusion with Russia and the Russians being engaged in a plot to help Donald Trump. Donald Jr.'s response at that time, and this was a month after that meeting that we know about now, it just goes to show you their exact moral compass. He railed to Tapper about lie after lie from the Clinton camp, said they'd do anything to win, and claimed that a Republican were making the kinds of wild allegations of Russia meddling that they'd be called to bring out the electric chair for that person. That was Donald Trump Jr. a year ago in an interview with Jake Tapper on CNN. David in Atlanta. David, you're on Talk Louisiana with Bernie Pinsonat.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bob Marshall had a column at NOLA.com a few days ago. There's an Arctic ice dam that's leaking, and given the subsidence of Louisiana's coastline and the rising sea level, and President Trump is doing nothing to address climate change, more coal, more fracking, more methane, more CO2, and Bob Marshall wrote, by the end of the century, everything under U.S. 90 will likely be underwater. There'll be.
All right. We're a little short on time, David, but that's an issue that has great relevance here. But right now, are we looking to the end of the century? Are we looking 83 days away or 83 years away when right now we can't even determine what's going to happen 83 days away?
Well, it's there's another issue that Louisiana is concerned about. But, you know, look, if I poll Louisiana, people in North Louisiana don't want the coastline to disappear, but it's not one of their biggest worries. It's something that's happening to people in an area of Louisiana. The feds are, by the way, the feds have been providing money to rebuild it, and we've sat around for, 20 years with a pretty good bit of money available, and we still aren't. I guess we're moving off first base. So in Louisiana, it's been clouded by so many different factions fighting for the last 10 or 15 years that it's an issue that relevance in everyday life is about zilch in Louisiana. We care about it, but nothing seems to be done about it.
Now, if the situation were reversed and Hillary Clinton had won and it was revealed that Chelsea Clinton had met with Russians about the election, my guess is that the roles would be reversed. You would have Democrats defending Clinton and you would have Republicans piling on. Is that an unfortunate part of the way we are right now, that we defend our own and we criticize the other side no matter what the evidence is?
Well, that's the point I keep trying to make. It doesn't matter what happens in Washington right now. The Democrats are not for anything Trump's for. The Republicans weren't for anything Obama was for. So there has been no big change. And the American public doesn't worry about all that stuff all day. They care about their jobs. They care about the economy. They care about who's going to pay their bills tomorrow.
Anthony in St. Martin, St. Mary Parish. Hi, Anthony. You're on Talk Louisiana.
I just have a comment. I think your guest is mistaken. I think that John Bel Air's win was a fluke. I think he ran a very well campaign that was hard fought. I think there are a lot of Democrats in Louisiana who are registered Democrats but vote Republican. But as we see things go on in Washington, we may see them start switching sides in statewide races.
You may be correct, but that's a I'm not going to say that's not possible. I just said that he won on a fluke because of the three Republicans who there was only one person going to lose, and that was Vitter.
Well, he got 56% of the votes against David Vitter.
Right.
And Bernie Pinsonat, I think he has a shot to win re-election. But if he does, I don't think it'll be with 56% of the votes.
No, it's going to be tough to get reelected. He can do it, but this is still a very red state. And I haven't run any polls lately that shows Louisiana is leaning Democratic.
Well, thank you, Bernie. It is always a pleasure to get insights from Bernie Pinsonat.